This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is the MarketsFarm.com Afternoon Show, broadcast number 374 for Tuesday, April 30th. I'm Glenn Halleck. Ice canola futures are weaker on Tuesday due to declines in comparable oils and the forecast of rain for parts of the prairies. At the final settlement, the July canola contract drops $15 at $618 per ton, while the November contract gives up $14.10 at $635. A trader points to the sharp losses in Chicago soy oil in particular as pulling down canola. He says reduced demand for soy oil from the biofuel sector is weakening its prices. Added to that are decreases in Chicago soybeans and soy meal, along with those in European rapeseed and Malaysian palm oil. Modest declines in crude oil prices are adding to the situation. The Canadian dollar is lower Tuesday afternoon due to strong upticks in the United States dollar and a lackluster economic report from Stat Canada. The loonie drops to 72.68 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 73.22. The United States Department of Agriculture issued its crop progress report yesterday, citing strong advances. As of April 28th, soybeans planted increased 10 points on the week to 18% complete. Corn planted adds 15 points at 27% finished, and spring wheat planted advances 19 points at 34% done. With 30% of the U.S. winter wheat now headed, the crop rate's 49% good to excellent, a dip of 1 point. For South America, crop consultant Dr. Michael Cardonnier leaves his calls on Brazil and Argentina soybean production at 147 million and 51 million tons respectively. Cardonnier also leaves Brazil corn output at 112 million tons, but cuts 1 million tons from his Argentina forecast to 49 million. Rotting off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are weaker on Tuesday. The July contract plummets 19 cents at $11.63 per bushel. July soy oil falls almost 1.4 cents at 43.01 cents per pound. July soy meal slips $2.40 at $351.90 per short ton. Corn is lower as its July contract loses 2.5 cents at $4.47 per bushel. Oats turn lower as its July contract eases back a quarter cent at $3.69.50. The U.S. wheat complex is lower as well, as Chicago July is down a nickel at $6.03. Kansas City July falls 15 cents at $6.35. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis July gives up 4 cents at $7.03.50. That's a look at the ICE futures and Chicago markets for Tuesday, April 30th. For MarketsFarm.com in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.